This is J.J. Jackson with a final check of the SEC scoreboard. Auburn defeats Kentucky 3-0 this afternoon as senior Kristen Dotson scores twice and Bree Folds added a goal for the Tigers. Auburn improves to 2-0-1 in SEC play this season. Number 3 South Carolina snaps number 21 Tennessee's 9-game winning streak with a 1-0 win. Freshman Lauren Chang found the back of the net in overtime for her second goal of the season and giving the Gamecocks their third SEC win of the year. Over in Athens, the Commodores of Vanderbilt beat Georgia 2-1 today. Stephanie Amick scored a penalty kick in the first half, and Rebecca Rosette broke a 1-1 tie in the 81st minute with a goal to give Vandy the win. Mississippi State and LSU finished with a 2-2 tie in overtime this afternoon. The Bulldogs got a late goal in the 87th minute from Michaela Waldner to tie the game at 2. The game stayed tied after two 10-minute overtime periods and officially ended in a draw. Mississippi State is now 1-1-1 in conference play, and LSU is now 0-1-2 in the SEC. Ole Miss continues their hot start to the season with a 1-0 win over Arkansas in Fayetteville today. CC Kaiser scored yet another goal for the Rebels this season, giving her 10 on the year. That's double what the junior Kaiser scored last year and puts her tied for first in the SEC in total goals. The win today matches the Rebels' best start in school history at 9-1-1 overall, tying the 2002 club that also went 9-1-1. Texas A&M went on the road today to play Missouri and made Audrey J. Walton Stadium feel like home. The Aggies defeated Missouri 5-1 as Haley Pound scored two goals in A&M's second SEC win of the season. Finally, number 6 Florida was able to handle business at home with their 3-0 shutout win over Alabama. Gators freshman Deanne Rose scored two goals today, giving her 5 goals in Florida's last 3 matches. Florida is now 2-1-0 in SEC play. Once again, Auburn defeats Kentucky 3-0 today at the Auburn Soccer Complex. On the other side of the break, we will send you back out to the field for final thoughts from Auburn head coach Karen Hoppe. I'm J.J. Jackson, and you're listening to Auburn Soccer on the Auburn Sports Network.